good, my amazing friends? This is Sarah Grace, and you are listening to The Remedy. The Remedy this week, you guys, it's just a shorty. But rest assured, I am working on some full-length, great upcoming new shows, and you are going to be stoked, so don't forget to stick around for those. This week, though, we are talking about Memorial Day, and we are taking the time to honor those who have given it all. The ultimate sacrifice given so that we can live free. There are those right now that seek to end our freedoms that so many have laid their lives down for. This is why I speak so boldly and openly about standing for freedom and truth and not budging on those who would take away our freedom. It's ironic that the vote to give away the sovereignty of over 190 nations, including the United States, is being voted on this very week by those that weren't even elected. God is still on the throne, no matter what happens, and Jesus is still coming. We honor the ultimate sacrifice, and we also honor the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus' blood that set us free from the bondage of sin and death. No matter what happens, you guys, God wins. But I want to take the time that if you are a service member, thank you. If you are a veteran, thank you. To our Gold Star families who their member has given it all, the ultimate sacrifice, thank you isn't enough, but we thank you. And if you're serving on the battlefield for the Lord, if you are a pastor, if you are a freedom fighter, if you are standing for the truth and for the Lord, thank you. Remember that Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, he says, "This is my commandment, love each other in the same way that I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for their friends." This weekend, remember, you guys, that no greater love. Jesus is the answer. I love you guys, and until next week, peace.